thanks for joining us once again on Core Ideas, the podcast where we delve into all things related to lake sediments. My name's Adam Jaziorski, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Josh Theenpont.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. And I'm in a pretty good mood today because this is another fairly special episode as something a little bit different from our normal routine. Because we are now officially 1 year since our officially 1 year old in terms of the date of our first announcement to the world of this podcast.
That's right. We had already recorded a couple episodes, so we're probably past the recording date of the first episode that we did. But in terms of the release date, we are just hitting our 1 year anniversary. Core Ideas is 1 year old.
One complete varv.
One complete varv, exactly. I like it.
But we are a fair bit past the first day we released, because we kind of did a soft launch where we put a couple of episodes on and then just didn't tell anyone at all about it.
And funny, I don't think anyone listened by just searching for Paleolimnology Podcast.
Absolutely nobody. But now look at us. We drive the school bus.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And we had talked about this. I don't remember exactly when we first had the discussion. We'd have to go back to the first episode because I think we talked about it a little bit. But we'd been talking about it for, you know, a month and a half or so before we even started getting into recording. So it does seem like a little bit more than a year when I think about it. But the release to the world 1 year ago, 24th of February. Before the great staying in began and all of that. There were definitely different plans, but it's been a good year, I think.
Yeah. And so, dear listener, in case you haven't realized yet, rather than anything new, we're going to do a little bit of recap of what we've covered in the past year and just look to what we've learned along the way, what we've been most proud of, and where we might go in the future. But don't hold us to anything because we're just going to riff for a little while and ramble and... see what
and
comes
we
up.
started by rambling for like 3 minutes, so it'll count as a listen even if you turn it off right now. So that's perfect. Thanks for that. And let's continue on, Adam.
All right. So just for the checklist in terms of the recap, we are now 26 episodes in. We've covered we're in the middle of our fifth sort of episode arc. We're doing topical paleolimnology. But we began with a fundamentals. We then did a bit of a swerve into, in relation to the pandemic of science in dangerous times. Mm-hmm. We've done a history of paleolimnology. We're now doing topical paleolimnology. And what did I skip? Oh, into the weeds. We did a small series of going on a couple of concepts in more depth in terms of technicality. And that's probably when we drove a lot of listeners away, but we didn't want them anyway.
Yeah, the latter ones is what it was always going to be about. So we just had to, it's partly about finding what topics we were interested in, but also just getting through some of that introductory material that was a little more lecture-y kind of in its style, and then moving on to the things that at least we think the listeners are interested in, and we're certainly interested in talking about and learning about and going through. So yeah, five arcs. It's quite a variety in there.
Yep, pretty good. We've produced a website. We've had a couple of guests on, and we've had some broad interaction through emails and Twitters with a, small but dedicated audience.
Yeah. Well, 1500 listens or something like that. So the first 30 seconds of a Michelle Obama release, over a whole year, but we are very glad for everyone who has listened. And yeah, I think there's been a fairly dedicated core listener group. And who knows how much of people's attention to such things has been driven by the pandemic and not being at microscopes and, not walking to work or driving to work. So listenership of all types of media has been completely kooky throughout this this whole time period. But that's not bad for what we are, for a paleolimnology podcast.
No, absolutely. We definitely have embraced our nicheness and we're happy with it. And we're open to feedback. And but otherwise, we'll just keep on basically making the podcast kind of podcast that we would like to listen to. So over the past year, what are some of the things that we have learned along the way?
That's a good question. I guess you have to, like, I'm not even sure what I thought we were going to be doing or what it would be like to do a podcast, because I'd never done anything like this at all. It's maybe a little more work than I maybe envisioned when we first discussed it as a message, like, hey, I've been thinking about doing this. Like, oh, we should do a podcast for that. There's a fair bit of work that goes into it.
There is. And we just jumped right in. It was very much a case of learning by doing. I think, yes, it was definitely more work than I originally thought it would be, but it's not exactly a big revelation. That's the case for pretty much everything in terms of, you know, the product, as humble as it might be, always seems to take a lot more work than you would think behind the scenes.
And yeah, especially if you're going to produce something you're happy with and proud of and are going to put on the internet for anyone who wants to listen, even if mostly it's going to be people we know. In theory, anyone could find this.
What are you talking about? The internet is a kind, uplifting, positive place for ideas.
Perhaps paleolimnology internet is, but you never know. But stand by everything we put out there. Not to say we haven't made any errors in anything we've said, but no, it's at least in terms of the product, there's a reason it takes time and energy because you want to do a good job.
Yeah, and definitely got hit by some curveballs. We planned this thing very much by the seat of our pants in terms of like 1 week deciding what we're going to talk about, the next week recording it with a little bit of research. We had to roll with the pandemic. We thought we'd be able to do a lot more interviews than we've actually done in the original envision of what we were going to do. And then conferences didn't happen and everyone's just staying at home. And it ended up being a lot more research driven than I originally envisioned.
Yeah. And I think moving forward, we can talk about maybe plans. But one thing, everyone's gotten pretty good at video conferencing and recording themselves. So let's take advantage. We're going to take advantage of that, spoiler alert, and try and get some of those people, because for the foreseeable future, we may not be going to those conferences to have those voices on year two. So we're going to try and bring them in that way. But yeah, no, it was definitely not exactly. I thought at least, you know, you and I have not recorded in the same room at all of any of these 26 episodes. So I did not expect that when we started.
Yeah. And that may or may not be a massive spoiler to most of our listeners, given the massive discrepancy in audio quality between the two of us until recently. But yes, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, Josh in his well-treated basement with my sound panels and putting up the sound blanket. I turn off, the kid's probably frozen upstairs because I turn off the furnace so that it doesn't make any noise. And Adam, you know.
Just with whatever is lying around at my desk.
Exactly. But there has been some improvements. There is the audio improvement in Adam's side of the sound. I think there's been some improvement in our understanding of how we plan these things and that the interviews we need to structure a little bit because it can be harder to not just riff when it's two people because, you know, we kind of think about it and talk about it in advance. And when there's a third person who wasn't privy to that discussion, you definitely need to have a little bit of structure, or at least understand what you want the interview to sound like and where it should go. So we definitely have learned things about conducting interviews as we've gone. And hopefully if we plan on having more of them, we can incorporate those ideas.
Yeah. And attempt to continue to improve.
Yeah, exactly. But we are terrible at social media and promotion. I think We have 26 episodes, and I'm not sure we have 26 tweets, including all of the interactions we've had on Twitter. So that means I've at least forgotten to even announce that an episode, well, not just I, but I have had been doing it for the longest time, and then I gave Adam the password. And so we gotta maybe got to work on that.
We have to work on that. But unfortunately, I'm not much of a social media person, and I thought I would be able to invest myself a little bit more when I had something to actually promote as opposed to just general internet snark.
Interaction. Yep.
But
maybe you just have to be like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think just not who I am.
Yep.
But oh well.
You have to learn that too.
But I guess, you know, next thing that bounced to mind is, what are you most proud of out of what we've produced so far? If anything, you can say none of the above.
No, I think I think it's just the fact that even though the audience is quite small and on by any stretch of the imagination, this is a niche podcast, whether it's niche within science or limnology or the tiny listenership or however you talk about it, I think there's some value there. I think if you were to send a list of episodes to a student who had never, you know, someone who had never heard about paleontology, they would learn quite a bit. And I don't think the material is going to be too dated too quickly. So I think there is a good resource that's there that we've made out of this that existed before, but maybe not in as accessible of a form. So I think the quality of the material is quite good. And a lot of that comes down to the blogs, which are a kind of permanent resource, because you may not listen to the podcast many times. I don't know if anyone's listened to an episode more than once other than me when I'm editing them. But if you've listened to it once and you remember, hey, which episode was that of the podcast on dating? Okay, I'll go find the blog, and I've got some cool stuff to read and learn from. So for me, that's it.
Yeah, no, I think I agree. I think it's pretty niche, but I think there's some value in what we've compiled. It's not quite textbook level. There's a lot of personal anecdotes worked into it, but there's certain elements that it bridges a lot of stuff that would come up over the course of graduate school, like the intersection between, you know, the textbook level science, some of the stories behind the science, things like the history arc, I think is one thing that,
yeah, it's a big,
it'd
one.
Be quite hard to, you know, like, yes, John had the talk, but it's one of those things that you largely pick up through osmosis as a graduate student, and then putting it all in one place is kind of a cool resource that I'm quite happy that we did and think, you know, it's out there on the internet for anyone to use. Maybe no one cares, but I care. And I'm happy that we did it. And I think it's kind of cool that, you know, some content is produced, and the idea that someone could spend a full 24 hours listening to nothing other than the dulcet tones of core ideas is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's right.
If they want
to. That'd be a day, wouldn't it? Holy moly.
The best days.
Yeah. What a road trip that'd be.
some poor drivers stuck in the back.
From a Canadian perspective, you drive from Toronto to Manitoba and not listen to anything but Adam and I.
Yeah.
If anyone does that, please let us know.
Yeah.
I hope you make it.
In many ways, it could be just like a regular road trip.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Yeah.
I mean, we've done the drive from here to New Brunswick with people in the back listening to nothing other than us, really.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. And there are some dead spaces for radio in this country. So there you go. Got to fill with something.
Public service. Yep.
We're here for you folks. And we'll continue. We'll continue moving forward. Adam just bought a new microphone. So we got it for Christmas. Santa brought him one. So he's in.
I'm in for the long haul, baby.
Yep. And if I go, you know, another few months, I can probably justify a new microphone myself, because just why not? So, hey, I'm here for that. And you know what? We still haven't gotten t-shirts. I'm not stopping this thing, Adam, until we get some t-shirts in here.
No, I think that got kind of derailed a bit by pandemic-y type things and just general motivation for doing anything outside of what I immediately had to do.
Excuses.
But I plan, I plan to be rocking a Core Ideas t-shirt before February 8th of next year at the bare minimum. So maybe by February 7th, they will arrive. But that is a definite goal. I would also like to make the website a bit better. I am very much a learning as I go on this one. And once I actually get caught up on the real content, I'd like to pretty that up so we're a little bit more presentable and look a little bit more professional than we really are, maybe fool some people. But that is definitely on the goal list for 2021.
Mm-hmm. We talked about interviews. It'd be nice to expand the voices that are on here. I think the interview episodes are some of my favorite ones to listen to, maybe because it's just another voice to listen to. So, and I tend to listen to them two or three times as I'm going through them. So that's a big plus. If I'm listening to them three times and they get like 30 listens, that's like one in 10 of all listens. So I get to say that. And I think it'd just be great for some of the topics that we're interested in exploring, because we're getting out of the realm of things that Josh and Adam have done directly ourselves. So let's bring in some pros.
Yeah. As small as the world of paleolimnology is, we're only quote unquote experts or very familiar with a very small corner of it all. And so it's definitely great having people that know a lot of stuff that we don't to fill in the gaps.
Mm-hmm. And people are pretty happy to share their time and talk about it, and they're interested, and keep getting in early career kind of voices, students and new faculty and that sort of thing to get different perspectives on all of it.
Yeah, so again, thank you to Jenny, John, and Matt for talking about their work with us. And I guess I would really like to record a show where we're actually sitting in the same room.
Yep. Even if we have to do it outside, we'll do it outside if we have to. This year, we'll bring, you know, there'll be a background noise of the birds. But yeah, no, let's make that happen sometime in the summer.
Summer is coming.
That's right. Summer is coming. Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. Committing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so just wrap it up. Thank you, listener, for listening to us over the last year. This is a fun project. We totally intend to keep summing along with it and into ever more esoteric topics, unless someone gives us a nudge and tells us to go in a particular direction. We'll just keep on going wherever the wind takes us. We will continue to suck at social media and promotion. So don't expect to hear any meal kit ads anytime soon. But that being said, we will totally sell out at the drop of a hat. But in the meantime,
goodness, yeah, we will make this 2/3 ads if that's if anyone comes knocking. But don't worry, it doesn't seem likely.
But in the meantime, we'll definitely continue to stick to our ethos. In the knowledge economy era, we offer pure knowledge without the economy.
How better of a way to end than that?
So again, thanks for listening. And, you know, just thanks for sticking with us. And we'll be back next week with more sedimentary goodness.
That's it. Thanks, everyone. Take care out there. We hope to see you very soon. We have to keep this thing going until we can actually get together at a meeting and record some episodes live with people. So, you know, you'll get another good year out of us before then, and we look forward to it. All the discussions, whether they're online or in person. We'll see you soon.
Bye.